I think all of us have to do some soul searching to figure out how does something like this happen. And that means that we examine the laws and the context for what happened, as well as the specifics of the incident. But my main message is to the parents of Trayvon Martin. You know, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon.
Tree man, man, tree man. Did you ever stop to think that I could have been a teacher, a preacher, or played power forward? That I could have been a surgeon, a father, a grandpa one day? But you're a dream killer, trigger man.
Bang, bang.
Man. Supposed to be king at the prom, maybe even get a full ride for an education. What a price to pay, what a price to pay. For walk to the store, left for dead like an animal. You're a coward and a criminal. Trigger man.
Church on the move. What up?
Man.
Ghost. Yeah.
Trigger man.
The world's in a dark place because of the hatred towards a dark face. It ain't a race car thing because it's not a card race. It's your place and my place. That'll make it our place. This hate runs deep before the 1800s. We're a hoodie and they can kill you. That's the way they want it. And the man killed the boy. That's the way they hunting. And the cops with all the laws is the way they running. Homicide's justified because of your skin tone. If they left us in Africa, we would have been home. Think of that, sucker, Chad, trigger man. Before you go and kill a black little man. Insane world that the scene's in. They gon' treat you different if you ain't got the same skin. And that element is whack. And the sad shit about it is the president's
trigger
black.
Trigger man, yeah. Man, trigger man. With your
Russell Davis was fatally shot and killed by a 45-year-old man by the name of Michael Dunn. Now, apparently, Michael Dunn was in Jacksonville, Florida for his son's wedding. And he pulled up next to a sports utility vehicle, this red car, and he noticed that the music was too loud. So he couldn't handle the loud music. So he rolled down his window, and he asked the guys in the car to turn it down. Somehow, a verbal altercation ensues, and it gets to a point where Michael Dunn gets a gun and he starts shooting at the several black men in the car, okay? 17-year-old Jordan Russell Davis was shot twice in the back of the neck, and as a result, he died. Authorities say, Jacksonville police to be specific, say that there was no gun found in the vehicle. They were unarmed, so they don't understand why Michael Dunn shot into the car 8 or 9 times, killing an unarmed 17-year-old.
So he says, "Oh, I thought I saw a shotgun," except he didn't.